Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com. Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning, Jose Castillo, and Nick McLam. Guys, take it away.
Now it's time for the Everything Disney Resorts podcast with your hosts, Luke Manning, Jose Castillo, and Nick McLam. I'm Jose Castillo, and I am your introductioner today. And now here's Luke Manning.
Hello, my name is Luke Manning.
I was so expecting that, so no surprise.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. Well, today on the show, we're going to talk about something we don't usually talk about, and that would be a Disney animated movie. We're going to talk about my favorite of the Disney classic animated movies. Nick, what is that?
The Jungle Book.
Yes, The Jungle Book. The Jungle Book. Right, the first thing I'm going to do is to describe the plot of The Jungle Book, and this information is thanks to Wikipedia, because I really can't word it all. I'm not good at doing that off the top of my head. But here's the plot. Mowgli is found in a basket as a baby in the deep jungles of India. In the Disney movie, there is no mention of what happened to his parents or how he came to be there. Bagheera, the panther who discovers the boy, promptly takes him to a mother wolf who just had cubs. She raises him along with her own cubs, and Mowgli soon becomes well acquainted to jungle life. Mowgli is shown 10 years later visiting the wolves and getting his face licked eagerly when he arrives. That night, when the wolf tribe learns that Shere Khan, a man-eating tiger, has returned to the jungle, they realize that Mowgli must be taken to the man village to protect him and those around him. Bagheera volunteers to escort him back. They leave that very night, but since Mowgli is determined to stay in the jungle, things go a little astray. First, Kaa, the hungry Indian python, hypnotizes Mowgli into a deep and peaceful sleep, and tries to eat him, but comically fails. The next morning, Mowgli tries to join the elephant patrol led by Hyphy. After that, Mowgli and Bagheera get into an argument, and then Mowgli runs away from Bagheera. Mowgli soon meets up with the fun-loving bear, Baloo, who shows Mowgli the fun of having a carefree life and promises not to take him to the man village. That would be where we hear the bear necessities, the simple bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. Yes?
Luke, please spare.
Please.
Spare the souls, please.
Now more than ever does Mowgli want to stay in the jungle. Before too long, Mowgli is caught by a gang of monkeys and taken to their leader, King Louis the Orangutan,
who makes a deal... Oh, many siblings.
Yes, we're talking about my brother Ross, the Orangutan.
Oh, man, that's wrong.
Now, King Louis makes a deal, or tries to make a deal, with Mowgli that if he tells him the secret of making man's red fire, then he would make it so he could stay in the jungle. Mowgli is rescued from King Louis by Bagheera and Baloo, but soon runs away from them after Baloo realizes the man village is best. Well, actually, Baloo doesn't realize that.
What was that?
That was Jose's car. He's in his garage.
Yes, from my computer, you know? Mm. That was actually my computer's alarm system went off, sorry.
computer's alarm system? How and why do you have an alarm system on your computer?
It's a laptop, and I can... And I see, look, I can arm it. It's completely off topic, but I can arm it. And then if I press something, it rings off, and then I type in my password, and it stops. It's very amazing. So nobody, and it takes a picture of me, so it emails it to me, so I know who's trying to steal it.
Yeah. Right.
That's the power of a Mac. You know, you can't do that.
Now, he's rescued.
That's two for two.
Now, Bagheera tells Baloo that it's best for Mowgli to go back to the Man Village, and in that, Baloo is breaking his promise. Kaa, for the second time, hypnotizes Mowgli into a deep and peaceful sleep, and tries to eat him, and fails, thanks to the intervention of Shere Khan.
That would be Luke's brother.
Yes. Mowgli then escapes. He encounters, and this is probably the most funny part of the movie, he encounters a group of Solemn vultures who closely who closely resemble the Beatles, and they'll say he'll be his friend. Now, originally, they were supposed to break into a Beatles version song about being your friend, but it was changed to a, unfortunately, to a barbershop quartet version. I think the I heard the rock and roll version in on the DVD special features, and it sounded much better than the barbershop quartet one to me, but whatever. And then Shere Khan appears shortly after, but when Baloo rushes to the rescue, together they manage to get rid of the ruthless tiger by using fire, which is the one thing Shere Khan is really afraid of. Bagheera and Baloo take him to the edge of the man village, but Mowgli is still hesitant to go in. His mind soon changes, however, when a young girl from the village comes down by the riverside to fetch water. After noticing the boy, she accidentally drops her water pot, and Mowgli retrieves it for her and follows her into the man village.
The man village.
And that is the story of the Jungle Book. Of course, we're only 6 minutes into the show, so we still got some more to tell you. Now, Nick, Jose, what are your opinions on the Jungle Book? We'll start with you, Nick.
I think it. Sorry, I just think I like it. It's like, oh, but since they released it and stuff, I've never really been a big fan of it. I think they could have released some more stuff instead of the Jungle Book, Song of the South.
Yes, Song of the South. But Jungle Book is actually a DVD I've never had before, and I'm really glad.
You've never had Song of the South either.
Yeah, but Jungle Book.
It's never been released.
I have Song of the South.
I have Song of the South too.
Yeah, on VHS, not DVD.
I have it on a recorded DVD.
Anyways, but
Nick, for me, I really think it's a great movie. It's now become my favorite Disney movie. It was the last movie that Walt himself actually worked on, and I think it completely shows it's basically his best animated accomplishment, in my opinion. And it just has everything. It has great character design and just a great story. And Disney animators and animating historians find it to be the best Disney animated movie.
Yeah.
Now, Jose, what is your opinion?
Well, one huge thing I have never been a fan of is how Disney does to bring back old movies again in, like, reformatted forms. Oh, HD. It's good, but it's not good at the same time, however much that makes sense. But the movie itself is pretty cool. I enjoyed it a lot when I saw it when I was a kid. Uh-huh. And it's really been a long time, and now that after, you know, recording this, I really have to go out and either buy the new one or rent it out or something, because it really seems like a great movie.
It is a great movie, and I really think you should buy it, because it has some amazing special features as well.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's been out for about a month, so yeah.
Yeah, and I'll probably do it. I'll go out and probably buy. If it's really worth it, then yeah, why not?
I think it is. Now, we're going to tell you a little bit more information. Oh, yes, Nick?
I didn't say anything.
What?
I heard a... Oh!
No.
I didn't say anything.
Oh my god. That is so... Insert laugh here. Nobody said anything.
I didn't even say anything.
Whatever. Alright. We'll take a look at some of the crew members. It was directed by Wolfgang Reverman, produced by Walt Disney, story by Larry Clemens, Ralph Wright, Ken Anderson, and Vance Gerry, inspired by the Rudyard Kipling Mowgli stories. Mm. Directing animators Mick Cole, Ollie Johnston, Frank Thomas, and John Lounsbury. Character design animation Al King, Eric Cleworth, Eric Larson, Fred Helmick, Walt Stanchfield, John Ewig, and Dick Lucas. Effects animation Dan McManus. Background styling by Al Dempster. Background by Bill Lane, Ralph Hewlett, Art Riley, Thelma Whitmer, Frank Armitage. Production manager Don Duckwall. Sound by Robert O. Cook. Film editors Tom Acosta and Norman Carlise. Music editors Evelyn Kennedy. Music by George Bruns. Orchestration by Walter Sheets. Songs by Richard and Robert Sherman. And The Bare Necessities was by Terry Gilkinson, which was sung by Theo Harris. Now, about the songs themselves. Longtime Disney collaborator Terry Gilkinson was brought in to write the songs for the film. Gilkinson delivered several complete songs, but Walt Disney felt that his efforts were too dark and, quote-unquote, too Kipling. The Sherman brothers were then brought in to do a complete rewrite on the condition that they did not read Rudyard Kipling's book. The only piece of Gilkinson's work which was survived to the final film was his upbeat tune, The Bare Necessities. The song, Trust in Me, is based upon a song entitled The Land of Sand, which had been written by the Sherman brothers for, but not used in Mary Poppins. Part of Bare Necessities was remixed for the theme song of its short-lived 1990s TV spin-off, Jungle Cubs. Here are the songs, and I really enjoy this little piece of music, the Jungle Book Overture, which plays throughout most of the movie, instrumental, of course. Then you have Colonel Haifi's March, which was performed by Colonel Haifi and the Elephants. Then you have The Bare Necessities by Baloo and Mowgli. Then you have I Wanna Be Like You by King Louie and Baloo. I won't walk like you, talk like you, Jonas Brothers.
That's a good version.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I was watching the music video of that on the DVD the other day, and I was thinking, God, Walt is turning over in his grave right now. Colonel Haifi's March was reprised. Then he had...
Nick, are you okay?
Are you having a seizure or something?
Nick is having a seizure.
And then there was Trust in Me, performed by Carr. And he had That's What Friends Are For, one of my favourite pieces of the song, in the movie. By the Vultures, Mowgli, and at the very end, Shere Khan. And then there's My Own Home, performed by Shanti the Little Girl. That's our discussion on The Jungle Book.
You just, like, screeched there. That's our discussion!
It's a little thing called puberty, something you have never been through and never will, Jose.
I'm so
no, sorry. You got it reversed there, Luke.
My name is Nick McLam.
You sound so French right there.
I need to say that.
Do you know, let us know when we get to housekeeping. I have some important detail I would like to share.
We're at housekeeping right now.
Oh, fine. Oh, you want me to say it now?
Yes.
Okay. you know, the other day when I was listening to LTAD, I think we should do one day a live show. I have website I know of that lets you do live shows for free. They let you go into a chat room and talk, and then it lets you put the feed through iTunes so people can listen to it live. And I think you know, if you invite a couple of people, I'm sure we can get, you know, we can get a couple of people to join us up in here.
That'd be very funny.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun because that's unedited.
Maybe like Paul Barry.
Yeah, and we can get who's your favorite person? Jana? Yeah, Jana. And, no comments while on air, right?
Yeah, so,
so, I'm gonna let Luke go through his housekeeping now.
Yeah, so we might try that, so... Great idea, yeah, Jose. You tell me about that offline.
I'm a Mac user. We do that.
Alright, that's about it for this week's show of the...
Hey, what happened to housekeeping?
Disney Resorts podcast. Here's a little bit of housekeeping. If you want to go to some of our friends, the show, just go to DisneyResortsKingdom.com and click on the link for Friends of the DRK, and that will take you to a page that gives you links to all of our friends.
And that's it.
Our new voicemail line. I cannot remember what our new voicemail line is.
It's 206. That's 888. I forgot the last four numbers.
We'll tell you on the next show, or I'll post it in the show notes or something.
I'll tell you, waka waka. Anyway.
Right, so that's it for the show. Of course, if you want to email me, that's luke@resortskingdom.com. Any emails about the show, please email them. And be sure to sign up on our forums. That's at disneyresorts.freeforums.org. Until Friday, I guess, where we'll have a very special guest, hopefully. We'll see ya.
Rock on!
Rock on.
You got a very wrong podcast right there.
I'm so sorry.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast, and we hope you enjoy your stay here at the Disney Resorts.
Just a dream away.